Happy Friday to you. I hope you had a good one. If you didn't, I'm going to have a good time. You might as well let the good waves permeate through your airwaves. Oh, yeah, play the music. Bump it just a little bit, just a little bit. There we go. We're going to be hanging out here with you for the next 4 hours. This is when we get started, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm hanging out with producer Jack Stern. He's ready to go. He's holding it down here with me and you. And thank you for listening. Whether you're on the West Coast, whether you're on the East Coast, whether you're in the Northeast, the South, the Midwest, you could be in the mountains, the Pacific Northwest. I don't care where you're at. You could be in Canada, Hawaii, Alaska. I'm glad that you're here. How can you listen to the show? Not just in your car. Not just on the traditional radio. You can listen on the free Odyssey app. You can listen on SiriusXM channel 158. You could tune in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. There's so many different ways that you could listen to the show. Don't feel constrained to your vehicle. Don't feel constrained to the phone. You can do whatever you want. Have it your way. Yeah, I stole that from Burger King. Somebody do something about it. Anyway, if you want to talk to me, it's very simple. We have a phone number here. It works. We pay our bills. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm on social media at JR Sport Brief. If you follow me on Twitter, Facebook, you'll already know what we're going to talk about tonight. You'll have a clear idea about what we're going to discuss. I'll let you know. You know, it seems this week as a lot of money has been handed out and given out across the world of sports. I've taken a lot of calls from fans who are not happy with contracts given out to Aaron Judge. Not happy with money taken by Deion Sanders. Not happy with Trey Turner getting, what, $300 million? The people are upset. Once again, that athletes make so much money. I'm trying to understand why. Nobody gets upset at the movie stars, but the athletes, everybody wants to get angry at them. We're going to talk about that later on in the show. Heisman Award is going to be given out tomorrow. Should be pretty cool. I think we already know the winner of that award. I believe he represents USC. We'll get there. The Ravens, I don't know what the Ravens are doing. Doesn't appear Lamar Jackson is going to play. The Dolphins and Chargers are going to play, and two teams trying to actually get back to the postseason. We'll talk about them. Speaking of trying to get to the postseason, the Lions, man. The Lions have been looking like a good football team over the past several weeks. Yeah, let me say that again. The Lions look like a good football team. I don't know about no postseason, but damn it, you have to respect the Lions, and they're going to take on a team that probably doesn't get a lot of respect right now. That's the Minnesota Vikings. Odell Beckham Jr., he said the most Odell thing ever. We'll get to him next hour. He sat down with the shop. Yeah, LeBron James show in the barbershop where no one gets a haircut. He sat down and he basically said, who needs the regular season? Not me. Like, whoa, okay. Mr. Torn ACL, you that damn good? Deshaun Watson is ready to shake off some of the rust against the Cincinnati Bengals. And then another guy who used to play in Ohio had one of the greatest games of his career last night, and that's Baker Mayfield. And in a few seconds, that's where we're going to start. Before we do anything, Jack, how are you?
I am doing absolutely amazing, JR. I got invited to 3 parties tonight, and I turned down all the invitations enthusiastically, saying I was going to go produce the JR Sport Brief show instead. Happy to be here on a wonderful Friday night at 10:05 here on the East Coast.
Do I need to get you a polygraph test? What's going on here?
No, you never need to get me a polygraph test. I always tell the truth.
I like Jack. Jack is good. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I told you it's a busy night. And so let's get this guy out of the way because it's such a busy damn night. We had to talk about this dude yesterday evening or last night because Thursday night football, we saw another damn good matchup. We had a good game. So this week was interesting. We had a Monday night football game that was absolute crap. The Saints, the Buccaneers, the Saints led 16-3, and then they let Tom Brady torch them onto a victory, on his way to a victory. His 44th comeback victory. More comeback victories than anyone in NFL history. That was Monday night football. Last night, Thursday night football, Baker Mayfield plays his first game for the Los Angeles Rams. This man has been on the team for 2 days. They're taking on the Raiders at home in Los Angeles. Baker Mayfield just got dumped and waived by the Carolina Panthers over the weekend. He says he wanted it. And they come back to win with 3 minutes left on the clock. And the Rams are down 16-3. And then they proceed to win their game 17-16 as well. A little bit of deja vu. On Monday, you get a Tom Brady comeback. On Thursday, you get a Baker Mayfield comeback. And all is right with the world, right? We have two quarterbacks going in two different directions. Tom Brady is going straight into the Hall of Fame. He's the greatest quarterback of all time, especially if you want to look in the Super Bowl era. It's Tom Brady. We know where he's going. We still don't have any idea where Baker Mayfield is going. None. I know where he's been. I can go back and say, oh, well, Sooner. I can go and say, oh, number one overall pick. I can say Cleveland Browns. I can look at all the coaches that he's had to perform under. Hugh Jackson hated him. Kitchens and Stefanski, Greg Williams, Steve Wilks, Matt Rhule. How many coaches is Baker Mayfield going to have? He has a different coach for every day of the week. But he's been up, he's been down, he's been good, he's been bad, he's been hurt, he's been healthy. He's had every experience here in his NFL career except for a sustained, I don't want to say commitment, that's not the right word. Sustained success. And it's not all his fault because he did play for the Browns. We've seen glimpses. Now he's gone. From the Browns, he's gone. From Carolina, and now he's in Los Angeles. To play what? 4 more games? To prove himself that he can actually play football and start somewhere? Well, damn it, he had a good start last night. So we know where Tom Brady's going. We don't know where Baker's going. But last night was a damn good start. He can thank the Raiders for some of that nonsensical crap that they did with those penalties. But you got to give Baker Mayfield some credit, too. Completing 22 of 35 passes, 230 yards, and a touchdown. This man rolled out of bed, got on a plane to Los Angeles, and boom, he was claimed by the Rams. Last night, Baker Mayfield, and speaking to the media, he made it very clear that he was thankful and is thankful for the experience.
A lot of emotions, but I'm really, really blessed, and I'm really thankful right now, especially just the guys here that welcomed me in and helped me, you know, do the crash course here. Obviously, Liam, Zach, and Sean helping me do that when I walked in, and Matthew helping out as well, and John and Bryce. It's just, you know, thankful for that.
No, he's thankful. What about Sean McVay? It's been a tough year for the Los Angeles Rams. They have a record of 4-9. Matthew Stafford, done. Concussion, back, spine. Take your pick. Aaron Donald, ankle, leg, done. Oh, he might be back, but for what? Cooper Kupp, ankle, high ankle sprain. No reason to bring him back. This is a test experiment for the Rams here with Baker Mayfield. And for Baker Mayfield, this is another chance at life, man. Just to prove that he can be good. Ain't no guarantees he's going to be back next year. You probably have Stafford back there unless Baker decides to be a backup. And so Sean McVay, understanding that Baker Mayfield has been here for 2 days. 2 days. Sean McVay is impressed with the comeback victory, as well as Baker Mayfield.
I just can't say enough about how impressed I am with just the command, the comfort, even just the operation. I mean, being able to just call the plays within the 40-second play clock or even 25 seconds out of a clock stoppage. I'm still kind of like, what the hell's going on right now?
Wow. It's true. And he was extremely hyped up. Because what is he playing for? Or what is he coaching for this year? Not a Super Bowl. He got one of those in February. Is not one coming in a couple of months? No, sorry. There's a reason to be excited. They don't have nothing to play for. Where are the Rams going? Nowhere. They're waiting for the season to end. This might as well be open tryouts for the rest of the season for everybody. The Los Angeles Rams might as well pull fans out of the stands and see what they can do. Baker Mayfield? He's just trying to, quote-unquote, latch on. And when you think about everything that he's had to experience so far in his NFL career, I told you about the coaches. I didn't even get into the players. When's the last time you heard of a starting quarterback in the NFL who's publicly being insulted not only by his wide receiver, but the wide receiver's dad on social media? When's the last time you've seen a wide receiver pitch a fit with his dad to try to get away from a certain quarterback? Baker Mayfield had to deal with that with Odell Beckham Jr., and he handled it like a pro. And so there were a lot of emotions involved last night for Baker, and throughout his entire journey from Cleveland to Carolina and now to Los Angeles, he thinks that everything happens for a reason.
It's been a lot of emotions, to be honest with you. A lot of things that, some tough decisions. But everything happens for a reason, you know. I'm thankful that just prayed about it and it worked out.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad it worked out. He certainly went out after last night's game. Of course, I don't want to say the paparazzi was there. One of his own friends were there, taking photos of him having two drinks in his hand, and good for him. Baker Mayfield out on the town. I just won a football game. He is a human being, right? He's not going to win a football game and study his playbook. He's going to go out in West Hollywood. That's what I would have done. Hey, Jack, would you have gone out in West Hollywood?
What's West Hollywood like? Is it better than other areas of L.A.? I'm not that familiar with Southern California. The only part of that area and region of the country that I've ever been is like Orange County, Newport Beach area.
It's like the meatpacking district, but on the street.
Ooh, I don't know if I would want to go out in that type of neighborhood. I feel like my bank account would be empty after that.
Okay, well, there you have it. Well, Baker Mayfield doesn't have that worry, and he was out last night. And he doesn't have to play again until the 19th, Monday the 19th, Monday Night Football, when the Rams go up to Green Bay. Baker Mayfield will take on the Packers and Aaron Rodgers. He has some time to study that playbook. Nothing wrong with a couple of drinks. The Rams will then take on the Denver Broncos. They'll take on the Los Angeles Chargers, who are certainly hoping to get their hands on a playoff spot. And then the Rams end their season against the Seahawks. Baker Mayfield, is he going to go up to Green Bay and beat Rodgers? Wow, that'd be interesting now, would it? Is he going to beat Denver? Maybe. Everybody beats Denver. Chargers, you never know what you're going to get. The game will probably come down to a field goal. And Seattle will probably whoop him. Baker Mayfield, he said that, this is unbelievable to him. And he's thankful. He's prepared. He's prayerful. He better start thinking about his future. Because maybe they'll allow him to stick around as a backup. Maybe Baker Mayfield believes that the job can be his. Maybe he thinks he can show off to, another team and really prove himself as to, what he has left in the tank, and that he can still be a full-time starter here in the NFL. Here's the reality, though, for Baker Mayfield, and my apologies, Baker. Baker Mayfield is not a spring chicken, per se, when it comes down to youth or young quarterbacks. Baker Mayfield already is going to turn 28 years old In April, next season, he will be 28 years old. You would think he'd be in his prime. You would think that he is a vet, which he is. You would think that Baker Mayfield would be in an established situation. He is not. And so if Baker Mayfield doesn't stick around with the Rams, what the hell comes next? If you really legitimately look at every single NFL team, where would Baker Mayfield go? Let's just think about this. Buffalo doesn't need him. Miami doesn't need him. The New York Jets are testing out two quarterbacks. Doesn't need him. New England doesn't need him. Baltimore doesn't need him. Cincinnati doesn't need him. Cleveland dumped him. Pittsburgh won't take him. Tennessee? Nah, they'll keep Tannehill. The Colts? No, the Colts are going to suck and draft the quarterback. Jacksonville doesn't need him. Houston, draft. Kansas City, hell no. Chargers, hell no. Las Vegas, crap show. Denver, no. Philadelphia, nope. Dallas, no Baker. New York Giants, hell no. Washington? Maybe. Minnesota, uh-uh. Detroit, no. Green Bay? Hell no. Chicago? Nope. Every team in the NFC South? If Tom Brady retires, does Baker Mayfield go to Tampa? Baker will not be in Atlanta. He just left Carolina. New Orleans? Probably not. No to San Francisco. No to Seattle. No to Arizona. And maybe he sticks around with the Rams. I just went through 32 NFL teams. And I think the idea of Baker Mayfield being a full-time starter, that he can sign on with the team in the offseason, I think that's done. He's going to have to wait for exactly what just took place. Baker Mayfield is going to have to hope or look for or expect an injury before someone brings him on. Otherwise, he's going to be a backup. Maybe Washington brings him on. Maybe. That's the only team that I look at Baker Mayfield and say to myself, well, Baker could start there over Heinicke. Certainly not over Wentz. We know Wentz is about to get the biggest boot out of D.C. So I hate to be the bearer of bad news. I think we're seeing or have seen the best of Baker Mayfield. I think we saw the best of Baker Mayfield when he was lighting it up a couple of seasons ago, taking the Browns to the postseason. I think that was the best version of Baker that we'll see. I think that was the longest stretch of the best version of Baker that we will see. And Baker Mayfield? He probably peaked in college and peaked here in the NFL on that playoff run. And now, I think Baker Mayfield is likely to be a glorified backup unless he ends up with Washington. You know what? Let's end on a positive note here. At least last night, Sean McVay, he couldn't stop praising Baker. Listen.
You can't say enough about Baker Mayfield and the leadership, the resilience, the competitiveness, and what a quick study. I mean, he just got here 5 minutes ago and figured out a way to be able to do some special things tonight.
Yeah, and last night, that also might be the best that we've seen of Baker Mayfield. Last night might be the best we'll see of Baker Mayfield in a Rams uniform. Because I think his time as a starter, those days, a full-time starter, a number one guy without questions, those days are over. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's a simple question. Where's the best place for Baker Mayfield to play football? Is there a best place for him to play football? Or do you believe we've already seen the best of Baker? 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take your calls right now. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. So Baker Mayfield joined the team last night after 2 days. He has a comeback victory against the Raiders. Sean McVay is singing his praises. Baker Mayfield says it's one of the greatest experiences that he has ever had as a football player, and all of it can be true. But what happens next? We know he's basically or potentially keeping the seat warm. We have no idea what will happen next for Baker Mayfield. He has four more games here as the starter for the Los Angeles Rams, barring injury. And then he has all the options in the world. He can join another team as a free agent. He can stick around with the Rams as insurance just in case Matthew Stafford is still injured or cannot come back. And if you have to take a look around the rest of the NFL, what team would give Baker Mayfield the best chance to start? Probably Washington? All other teams either have a quarterback, established quarterback, or they're so bad that they don't want to bring in a 28-year-old Baker Mayfield to start next year. They want to have a rookie QB. And so I really believe the best days of Baker Mayfield are behind him, and not because of his lack of talent, but how long can we look at the man and just say potential when he's going to be 28 next season? Like, what we see is what we get. He can be good, but I think he's missed the boat on having that environment. Unless he ends up like Geno Smith. Never say never, right? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Baker Mayfield. Is Los Angeles the best spot for him to continue his career as a starter? Where should Baker Mayfield go next year? Is he done as a starter? I'm going to take your calls right now. Let's go to Baltimore, Maryland, and let's talk to Ken. Hey, Ken, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how you doing tonight, man?
I'm very well. What's up?
Man, let me say, never. I'm saying never. Baker is in a position that Baker put himself in. He had all the tools. His head and his ego got bigger than his game. And to go back to your question, where is he going to end up? He's going to end up as a backup if he's still in the game. And when he was hired by L.A., they hired him to lose. They was not expecting that to happen. They just won the Super Bowl, and they couldn't sit there because of the predicament that they're in and do nothing. So they was like, okay, let's go out and pay $1.7 million for the option and bring in Baker, because we knew what Baker was, and he wasn't that. And if it was not for the first pass he threw on that drive, remember, was an interception. If it was not for the penalty that went into another penalty that took him down the field, that's what they hired Baker to do, to be Baker. And Baker is where he's at because of himself.
Wait, what are we talking about? They hired Baker to do what? To be Baker? What do you mean by that?
You bring in Baker Mayfield 2 days and put him in with no proclivity that he was that type of player to come in two days to do something like that. They put him in there because they want to lose as many games as possible without looking like losing games.
Well, so why is there? There's no benefit for the Rams losing games. They don't have no draft picks.
Well, they're trying to go into the next level of draft picks that they can get by coming in at the bottom. They traded out all of their first round.
Yes, they don't get a draft pick until the second round, because I think it's gone with Goff. It's gone.
Exactly. And they're trying to get and the only building that they have is to get as many as they can.
No, that doesn't. For any impact pick, and thank you, Ken, for calling for Baltimore. Any impact pick that the Rams would have is gone. The Lions have their pick. It's gone. We know this. The Rams have mortgaged everything to win a Super Bowl, and they got it. And now the tax man has cometh, and he said, okay, well, now you got to pay. And they're paying dearly. They have big names at the top of the roster, and they got a bunch of low-level dudes at the bottom. Come on. The Rams didn't bring Baker Mayfield in just to tank for draft picks. They don't have none. They brought him in to see maybe we have a reclamation project. Maybe if Matthew Stafford stinks, maybe if he's hurt, maybe if he doesn't come back, maybe if his wife convinces him to quit, we have a project to work with. An inexpensive project to work with. this would certainly fit everything that the Rams have going on. You know, I don't know the full status of Matthew Stafford's contract if he were to walk away, or I don't know. I know it doesn't hurt to have Baker there. They have nothing to lose. Because whether it's draft picks or success, they have nothing to play for. 855-212-4CBS. Rich is calling from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, you're right as usual. Let me give you, this is not why I called, but I'll just throw this out so you can correct your callers. The Rams have six draft picks in next year's draft. Four of the six are after the fifth round. That's a joke.
Okay, yeah, I said that in different words. What else you got?
All right, well, the reason I called was I want to make you the GM of the Raiders.
I don't want to be. No, I don't want to work for Mark Davis. What are you going to ask me?
No, hold on. We already agree on they got a coaching problem with McDaniels, but really peeling the onion back, the problem they really have fundamentally, David Carr is a disaster. And let me give you a couple of quick stats. The Raiders are 29th out of 32 teams of red zone TD offense for the entire year. So they don't put the ball in the end zone. You saw that when he threw that end-over-end balloon pass yesterday, which was kind of a joke. And now you got David Carr, who's kind of an aging quarterback, which I think is – yeah, I'm sorry, Derek Carr. And the question is, what would you do with McDaniels and Derek Carr? Because I think the question is, do you trade Derek Carr because you're going nowhere, or do you trade him for a veteran, or do you draft a quarterback? Because with their record, they'll probably be a top 10 draft pick. So I'll
to you. Derek Carr is easy out the door. Whether or not they decide to do it is to be seen. And Josh McDaniels, whether or not he sticks around into the future, depends on what the rest of this year looks like. This is what happens when you are someone like Mark Davis. And thank you, Rich, for calling from Chicago. Mark Davis he's a poor owner. That's how I can say that. That's the best way I can say it. He's a terrible owner. He makes terrible decisions. Whether it's hiring a Mike Mayock or saying to Gruden, hey, man, thank you for coming off of television. He has a 10-year deal. Let's give you $100 million. He's a disaster. And why are you bringing in McDaniels when you think about how the NFL has trended? Look at somebody else. Look at another guy, McDaniel, down in Miami. Look at the success he's having. Mark Davis is blinded by the shiny object running down the street. And then he gets hit by a car. 855-212-4CBS. John is here from Toronto.
Hello.
You be live, John. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if I was there. Good evening. All the best for the coming holiday. You were mentioning how you need a quarterback who's younger, not 28. Anyway, way back in the 60s, we learned the male athletic ability is at its highest at the age of 27. And you're saying, you know, like this guy's 28, that he's...
We're not talking about a typical male's prime of his life. We're not talking about the age of, I don't know, 23 to 32 or 35. We're talking about an NFL player. I'm very much sure that Baker Mayfield is in the physical prime of his life. But when it comes to the life of his NFL career, he's already taking a beating. He's already getting a little bit older for a team that would be looking to establish either a veteran quarterback who has success, or a young player that they can grow with into the future. He's going to have to fall into success when a team has a quarterback that gets injured.
Right. Has he been injured a lot?
Yes, he has. The man just came off of a shoulder injury last year that was decimated. Yes.
Okay. And also, anyway, with hockey players, baseball players, you know, usually it takes a while for quarterbacks, goalies, pitchers to develop more so.
Well, there's a couple of guys, and thank you, John, for calling from Toronto. There's a couple of guys in the NFL right now who have been MVPs pretty much right out of the gate. Go ask Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes how much time they had to wait. Two seasons. One season each. Look at Josh Allen, the slow, steady progression. He ain't 28 years old. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'll take more of your calls here on Baker Mayfield. I want to talk about someone who, let's talk about the man who replaced Baker Mayfield in Cleveland. He's getting ready to play football this upcoming Sunday. He's trying to knock the rust off. I'm going to take your calls. We're going to get into Heisman candidates. We'll talk about Odell. We're going to get into the Lions, the Vikings. We got a lot to do. Hey, what's up to your grandpa? Grandpa's amazing. You got to love a grandpa. Shout outs to all the grandpas out there, the good ones. If you're a grandpa and you suck, then I'm sorry. Not a hi to you, just to the good ones. 855-212-4CBS. You know, next hour, we're going to talk about Odell. He said one of the craziest things. I can't wait to get into this. Odell said one of the wildest things that make you go, that's why I don't want him on my team. I'm going to share with you what that is at the top of the hour so you don't have to wait too long. And speaking of a guy that you may not want on your team, yes, we've been talking about Baker Mayfield. I made it very clear. I think we've seen the best of Baker, probably on that stretch of games. It's like he went on a 10-game stretch helping the Browns go back to the postseason, not this past year, but the year prior. It's probably the best that we'll see of him. And if he is to have success in the NFL, it's going to have to be maybe on Geno Smith time. He's going to have to wait for somebody to get hurt. At 28 years old, I think most teams have someone who either is established already or they're drafting a guy. They got a young guy they want to roll with. It's tough when you're 28 and you've had ups and downs. And it doesn't matter whose fault it is. Some of it's his fault. Some of it's the Browns. It's tough going here. Speaking of tough going, I'll get back to your calls momentarily. 855-212-4CBS. Deshaun Watson is back. Did anybody notice? Hey, did anybody realize that Deshaun Watson returned this past Sunday against the Texans? He had a crap game. Personally, he did. Completed 12 of 22 passes, 131 yards. No touchdown scores. He threw an interception. But he is back. They're going to take on Cincinnati next. They beat the Texans, by the way, even though he stunk. And Deshaun Watson, he's now in the process of getting better. Jacoby Brissett held down the fort. Browns are 5-7. Brissett, while Deshaun Watson was away on suspension, threw for 12 touchdowns with 6 interceptions. But now it's Deshaun's time. And I believe that this year is a waste for the Browns. There's no wild card. There's no run. They're going to take on Cincinnati. And there's nothing to play for here for the Browns. This is just all practice, really, for Deshaun Watson to get him set out there. Matter of fact, he spoke to the media and he said it's his job is to keep getting better.
I don't know when it's going to come back. I don't know if it was going to be last week, this week. You know, my job is to just keep getting better. And when it clicks, it clicks, and everyone will feel that. So, like I said, just keep improving, keep trying to do my best, make sure that the team is up and up to the challenge and trying to, score points and win games.
Okay, so what about coach? What about his coach? What does Coach Stefanski think about when Deshaun Watson is going to click? What does he have to say?
I don't know if I could put, a time frame on that type of thing. I know he's working very hard. He's locked in on the game plan, working hard at it, practice. So, like I mentioned to you guys before, I think there were things that come up in your first game back that you have to just correct. And I think all those things are what we're working on.
Oh, okay. Nobody has no answers, none. They're going to take on a Cincinnati Bengals team that has now won 4 straight games. If you want to look at a slightly larger picture, they have only lost 1 game since the middle of October, the end of October. They have been on a roll. Cincinnati's getting hot, folks. Starting off 0-2, now 8-4. This is a prime opportunity for them to beat an interstate rival and hand them their ass. Joe Burrow talks about them moving forward.
Yeah, we've been playing great. Our guys work really hard to put on good performances every Sunday, and you know, it's been showing up on film, and we're excited about where we're at. Big one this week, another division game that, you know, we got to go and put our best foot forward.
Oh, yeah, I think Cincinnati's going to put the sticks on the Browns, man. I think by the time Sunday is over, the Cincinnati Bengals will have a record of 9-4, and the Browns will fall to 5-8 as they look towards an offseason where they can actually develop an eligible Deshaun Watson. 855-212-4CBS. Sean is here from Toronto. What's up, Sean?
Hey, OJ, I just wanted to say I'm looking forward to seeing if this actually turns out right for Cleveland. Being an AFC North fan, being a Steelers fan myself, I love to see the changes going on in the North. It's funny how now Lamar is getting to be the old man of the North. Ben gone, and now you got Burrow being the man, and everybody's challenging, and you have Deshaun Watson coming in after our guy Bissett looking so hot. And I've always been a fan, not been a fan of the Cleveland Browns, but a fan of Bissett. He looked hot. And then all this money going to Watson, and then all of a sudden you're going to tell me that there's going to be a miracle turn out of all the media is over, all the controversy around him
is
over.
Sean, your connection sucks, man. I've been trying to listen to you, but it's so difficult. I'm going to let you go now, okay? Hey, he hung up on his own. I'm glad he got the picture. 855-212-4CBS. Matt is calling from New York. What's up, Matt?
I think Baker Mayfield is very toxic. It's very toxic to a locker room, so I think that's half the thing, half the problem. He had all the talent in the world in Cleveland, couldn't get it done. And I just also want to point out, too, that the best quarterback from that draft class, which was supposed to have all these hype with all these different quarterbacks, is Josh Allen. Let's go, Bills.
Matt. Slow down. Well, slow down. I got a question for you.
Go ahead.
Did you take a breath? I don't think you took one breath.
No. I mean, I'm hyped up. I just went to the Sabres game.
Oh, well, let's slow down now. I got a question for you. I get you. You're hyped. Let's de-hype for a second.
All right.
Why do you feel Baker Mayfield, I'm trying to slow things down too much. Why do you feel Baker Mayfield was not good for the locker room?
I mean, just all the reports that you read in Cleveland, like, you know, a distraction, like, didn't really pull forth his own weight. Like, I mean, you had a talented. You had OBJ and Landry. You had a decent running game. And it's like Baker couldn't get it done.
Okay. Well, thank you, Matt. That's one element. He went from football reasons to, you know, what he was in the locker room. I could have saw that and told. Jay's calling from Baltimore. What's up, Jay? You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Good evening, sir. I hope you're having a good day.
Thank you.
I believe Baker might be better in Houston. What do you think about that? I'm not a Baker fan, but I just figured since Houston having all them issues, he might be another stopgap for them for next year.
Oh, my God.
Have a good night, sir.
Oh, thank you so much. No. I mean, the Texans are in such a terrible space right now. It's bad when you initially want to call a quarterback old long neck, but they're trying to figure out whether or not they want Davis Mills or Kyle Allen to be their starter the rest of the way. Until the Texans can, like, draft, I don't know, a quarterback, there's no sense in having a Baker Mayfield or another veteran. I can sign a vet off the street. The Texans as a franchise need to go on vacation until they can draft a franchise quarterback. Until then, nah. Let's keep ugly away from ugly. He did that already. He went to the Panthers. No sense in being a stopgap for somebody to replace him again? Seems like a terrible idea. 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. One of our callers just mentioned Odell. Said that Baker Mayfield could not get it done with Odell and Landry and Chubb and the line. I think we can look at Odell as is a good time, part of the problem, part of the issue. And I want to share with you something that Odell said last night that makes me go, man, I really wouldn't want this guy on my team. I'll tell you what it is. A matter of fact, you'll hear it from Odell right here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.